Hey Dreamers, Joe here, and I am so proud to say that my wife Melissa and I have launched our first business together, MonthlyCardClub.com. When you become a member, you'll get high-quality, handcrafted birthday cards delivered to your door every month. So you make all the cards by hand, with your real hands.
With my real hands, yes. No machines, just these babies.
Well, you know, they can't obviously see your hands at the moment. But they're pretty. They're all decked out in Mickey heads.
Oh, yeah. Leaving for Disney tomorrow. Without Joe Pardo.
He is very sad to not be going to Disney World.
I know.
MonthlyCardClub.com. I hope you're having fun, Melissa.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I have Megan Erber back on the show to talk about what it's like to go from a professional environment where you get to be yourself on a regular basis, even if you aren't necessarily happy because of travel or whatever, to having your own company, but now having to be that suit and tie person at the same time as trying to straddle the line of being yourself. Well, welcome back to the show, Megan.
Oh, thanks, Joey. I appreciate being here.
No, I appreciate you coming back, and I know that a lot's going on in the last six months or so, and I know there's a lot to talk about, things that you've had to figure out on your own since leaving a corporate environment.
Yeah, it's definitely eye-opening. Coming from my last job, where I was kind of the big fish in the little pond, I guess, so to speak, I was able to be myself. I think people just accepted me for who I was, the goofball that I was, the salesperson that I was. And they wanted to do business with the company that I worked for because they wanted to do business with me. I built these relationships, not from a salesperson's point of view, but from a relationship point of view. I treated my customers like they were my best friends. And most of them end up becoming very, very close friends of mine. I, you know, still, even though now they're actually my competition, they're still very close friends of mine. And they've actually mentored me now being on the other side of the industry. But starting my own business, we definitely had the trials and tribulations, but a big part of the reason I did it was because of quality of life, where I did absolutely love my job before and love the people I worked with. I was traveling a lot. I could be gone 4 or 5 days a week sometimes. With that being said, I do have about 5 kids. There's another one in there too, but she's a lot older and she's moved out, so I kind of don't count her as much into the mix. But we do have 5 kids all in middle school and high school, so teenagers. Like I have to be on them. You know, when you're a mother of all teenagers, you have to be their best friend and their mother all at the same time, because, you know, it wasn't too long ago that we were in those teenage shoes. But, you know, it took a lot of figuring out on my part how to still manage being myself, but also having to be the shirt and tie that backed me up as well. Learned a lot. You know, working from home isn't as easy as it sounds or as glamorous as it sounds. You know, I do work in my PJs a lot, and some days I only get out of my PJs to get back into new PJs, but that's a horrible, horrible work ethic that I do not recommend for anybody, because you kind of take on that lazy roll when you do that. So in the morning, I try to get up, go to the workout, you know, get a whole pot of coffee going, and you know, I start my day off by, you know, answering emails, following up with quotes. Then if I have time, I'll go out in the afternoon, do some cold calling. My least favorite thing to do, but you know, it's something that you have to do when you're in sales and marketing, and people don't know who you are now because I have a whole new set of customers. Before, everyone knew who I was because I was in this industry. I mean, I'm still in the industry, but I'm on the other end of it. I'm selling to different people. So do a lot of networking. Go to a lot of networking. I've looked into a couple networking groups. Some of them not necessarily made a lot of sense. They seem a little bit more expensive than what I would get out of them. But I'm still doing a lot of networking events. Went to an HR one. It was HR, human resources specific. And those are the the buyers and the decision makers and the companies that I normally look for. So that worked out really well, doing a lot of chamber of commerce things, joining those type of marketplace events. So with that being said, all the responsibility now falls on my shoulders. I have employees to pay. I've got kids I've got to put food on the table for versus before. Even though I traveled a lot, it was definitely a lot easier. It was definitely a lot easier having, you know, someone else had a, you know, had my back and made sure I was on my toes versus me having to make sure I'm on my toes.
It's hard to prepare for stuff like that, especially if you never have done it before.
Correct.
And now that you've done it, what would you say the biggest roadblock that you've hit since then has been?
It really is because I had to start from scratch. I handled 7-figure accounts before. I'm used to dealing with customers on that magnitude and being able to handle those type of accounts. I had elephants as customers. Now I'm chasing squirrels because I don't have those big elephant-sized customers. I know they're out there. They're not all eaten up by the big distributors, but it's my biggest obstacle is finding those elephant customers. So we're still working on it. We have a lot of stuff in the works right now that we're tables are turning. We're getting those bigger orders in. It's just making them consistent.
So part of the problem, I would imagine, though, is the fact that you went from working for a juggernaut of a company mm-hmm. down to you.
Right, exactly.
And having people being able to trust that you're going to be able to supply the same amount of product or in a timely fashion, not have any issues. I mean, those are types of things that I would imagine that companies, well, coming from a company, I know mm-hmm. that those kinds of things are really important to them.
It definitely was. And I don't think that has, I've lost that actual particular aspect of it because where I worked before, it was a huge company. It was a $25 million company, but I actually had to depend on the production facility, which I had absolutely no control of. And I am a control freak. So that was very difficult because if something went wrong, I could tell the customer why it went wrong, but not necessarily could have fixed it. Now, kind of me being the distributor, all these vendors, I'm their client as well. And because I had such good relationships with all these people in my industry, I felt that a lot of my vendors have literally bent over backwards to do things for me, whether it was offering me free self promos or free t-shirts to give away at events, or they're really being very supportive and trying to make my dreams come true by helping me. And just because they're my friends, not because they had to, not because I'm their customer, because they're my friends. And it means a lot because it goes a long way. And with that being said, if I had a rush order that I needed to get out the door tomorrow, I can just call up one of the girls that I used to work with or somebody that I know in the industry that will turn it around for me. And the response has been overwhelming. And it's been so appreciative because I know the normal distributor down the street or the screen printer down up the road, they're not going to do that for. It's because I have the relationships and it's helped me tremendously. I have not failed, short on an event date. I actually sponsor a fighter who was on The Ultimate Fighter. I'm not sure if we talked about this before. Tim Williams, the South Jersey Strangler. He was on The Ultimate Fighter. He was actually suited to win the entire thing, but I think his second match of the fight slipped up, took a rear naked choke and was out. It was really depressing for him, I think, and for everybody because we were so supportive of him. I think he's supposed to be called up very soon, so we're all looking forward to it. But it was getting off topic. He had his last fight. I was dealing with a new screen printer down in Florida because they were the cheapest. Now, can I say the cheapest does not mean the best? Hands down, it does not mean the best. Getting down to the wire, they were having trouble with the art. Long story short, they were supposed to ship it UPS second day air. They shipped it ground, which is 3 business days. The fight was on a Saturday. They weren't supposed to be there till Monday at this point. That is going to make me look terrible. Called up one of my friends at another screen printer. Didn't charge me. They ran the whole order and did them overnight for me while I fought with the other company to get the money back to pay them. So they didn't charge me up front. So that's what they did for me. I look like a hero because I got them in time, got them to my customer. In addition, I had another friend who owns a magnet company. They printed up 100 self-promo magnets with the guy's fight stuff on it and just for me to give them to make up for the stress of the whole order. So like it all comes together, but that was like my closest call, I'd have to say. But because the people that I know, they've got my back, which is really, really refreshing.
No, it's awesome that they were willing to help you out like that.
Definitely.
Especially in a pinch.
Yeah, it's a scary pinch.
It's a shame he didn't win.
Oh, well, that fight he did win, but on The Ultimate Fighter, he did. Oh. But the last 3 fights he's had with the CFFC, it's a Cage of Fury Fighting Championships, and they're pretty local. They have fights in Chester and Atlantic City. So,
has your dreams changed at all since being on the show back in July?
I think it's just made me want it more. I know that this is my company. I'm not gonna, you know, even though it's slow or it's not going as quickly as I want it to be, I want it more now than ever because I've got a taste of it. I love being home for my children when they come home from school. I love being able to coach soccer and I'm home and I can train more now. And it's really all coming together. So it's actually just make me want to see this succeed more than ever.
Do you have a recent favorite memory you could share?
Well, most recently, somebody reached out to me from ASI. That's the Advertising Specialty Institute. They put out a monthly magazine. A couple of them, actually. One of them's Counselor. One of them's Stitches. One of them's Advantages. They have a ton of them. And they do these comp ads where they're picking people that have interesting hobbies. And then they do a little story on them showing basically how their product helps the person doing the ad, myself, free up their time and be able to explore their hobbies. Obviously, mine was jujitsu and MMA, and they did a whole photo shoot, and it's, you know, ASI's tools helped me, give me the freedom to live my dreams and do all this stuff. And I'm really, really excited to see how the final product came out, because I saw a bunch of the pictures, and they have I'll send you the video. It's a behind the scenes photo shoot, and I can't be serious when people are taking my picture, so it was really hard, but there's a lot of like funny takes in it, so it came out really good. But yeah, that's really the coolest thing that's happened in the last couple of months was the photo shoot, because it's really neat, and there were some really talented people that were in behind the scenes in the making of it.
So what would you say the best time-saving hack that you've come across is since you've taken
Start
on your own
over.
Business?
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good question. One of my biggest... I'm not an art person. Let's just say it that way. I am a wizard at Microsoft Paint, but so is my 15-year-old. So the artwork has been, it's been hard to have somebody do that because it becomes very expensive. My margins are very low and I'm having to pay for someone to do artwork. I've learned a lot about it myself, working with Illustrator and Photoshop and all these, but a lot of times my customers send me very low resolution images, usually web images that are like 72 or 96 DPI. I found a website that actually vectorizes logos for me, and I pay a monthly fee of like $8 a month versus I was paying some guy in India $15 per logo. Now I'm spending $8 a month and I can do all the logos myself. And that has been a huge time saver because I can do it in like 2 minutes versus 24 hours, and money saver too.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great pickup there.
Definitely. Cause it makes me look like I know what I'm doing when it comes to art. And I do. Thank you, Vector Magic.
So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
No, I really appreciate being on the show. And like I said, if anyone ever needs promotional products or t-shirts, or they just want to go a couple rounds at the gym, just give me a call.
Well, why don't you share how people can connect with you and your websites?
Okay, well, we do a ton of social media, so you can always find us on Facebook. Obviously, facebook.com/BrynSpeaksPromo. We're on Twitter as Bryn Knows Promo, and it's BrynNnKnows Promo, PROMO. And then, obviously, our website is BrynSpeaksPromo.com. Pinterest, too. We're still building that, but it's just, you know, it's the same thing that's on our website.
Well, I'll have them at howtodream.co so people can find them.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joey.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.